Testament that we learned a lot about this morning. In John chapter 13, he shows how he came to be to serve and gave an example for us to serve each other. So turn with me to John chapter 13. It's interesting that in the Gospel of John, this is what we see about the Passover Supper. John does not actually speak to the actual communion, as we would call it, in this passage. But he shows what Jesus did after the meal and how he served as an example for us. So let's start reading at verse 1 of John chapter 13. He says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." And then he goes on and he begins to talk about who is going to betray him, and he gives them a new commandment. Over in verses 34 and 35, he says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. But by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Now we can have this service this morning, and we can wash each other's feet, and we can say that we love each other, and yet not really love each other and live it out in an everyday sense. Someone has said that, well, it might be, you know, it's more important that we live it out, so do we really need to have this practice anymore? One of the things that I find interesting is that if you look at, and this is not to somehow build up conservative Anabaptism and say, look at us, but it's interesting. If you would ask a lot of the people out there in society that know anything about churches and who does what and so forth, if you would ask them what group of people tend to help each other out in a time of crisis, which ones tend to portray a forgiving spirit when something happens to them? You think maybe of the nickel mine situation a number of years ago, and often you would probably hear the reply, well, the Amish or the Mennonites. And I find it interesting that we may be known for helping each other out or helping others out in time of crisis, also the ones that still tend to practice this literally. And we're not the only ones. There are a lot of Protestant evangelical churches that do have a feet washing service. But I think it's a reminder, should be a reminder, that this is the kind of love we have for each other, that we serve each other, even sometimes if it gets a little dirty. And when I'm sure Jesus was washing these disciples' feet, that it was kind of a dirty job. It wasn't something that was really desired. It was something that a servant generally did. So, will people take notice of our love to each other? It says here, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. There are a couple of passages I'd like for you to turn with me to. First one is in Daniel chapter 3. I believe that when we are servants, as we think about being servants, this has to do with serving each other. Well, we serve each other because we are serving God first. And when we are truly servants, the heathen will notice. There are two passages in the Bible that bring this out. In chapter 3 of Daniel, and this is when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have been thrown into the fire, and nothing happens to them. And then it says in verse 26, Daniel chapter 3, verse 26, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. And they came out of the fire. Notice that a heathen man here noticed that they were servants of the Most High God. It wasn't Daniel or somebody else, another Hebrew, that gave him that praise. It was the heathen. It's interesting, there's another passage that uses almost identical language. If you would turn with me to Acts chapter 16, I believe it is. And this is when Paul and Silas were in Philippi, and there was this girl that was possessed with a devil. And I always found it interesting what this girl said. If you look at verses 16 and 17, it says, and as it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, notice, these men are servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. Almost identical words to what was said back there in Daniel. Even those possessed by the devils, the devils themselves know if we are servants of the Most High God. And so we are, first of all, servants of His. And it says there in John that all men will know if we love each other. If we love each other. There's something about that. Well, let's go to John chapter 15. And think about the context here. So in John chapter 13, the passage that we just read, The story continues on through chapter 14. He is teaching. He's talking to his disciples. And you go on into chapter 15. The story continues. And when you get into chapter 15, starting at verse 9, he says, now remember, he has just given them example, this example. We sometimes tend to pull these chapters out and look at them separately, but he had just given them this example of washing their feet. And now he's teaching. And in John chapter 15, then he says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And he had just shown that to them. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man may lay down his life for his friends. Now here he calls them friends, and he says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father have I made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. And so this is the continue on of teaching. Now, here he says, I call you friends. I don't call you servants. A servant doesn't know what his Lord is doing. So I have shown you all these things. And yet we recognize we do serve God. We are his servants, and we are servants to each other. We serve each other, and yet we're friends. And so if Christ called us friends, even though we are serving him, and yet he stooped down and served his disciples in a sense of washing their feet, then are we not friends to each other if we serve each other? We are friends. We're not just serving each other, but we do it because, why? We love each other, and we are each other's friends. We don't just do it because we have to. We love each other, and we serve each other because we're friends. Which takes me to a passage back in Exodus that I'd like if you would turn with me to. Exodus chapter 21. In Exodus chapter 21, it says, now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, now this is one of their own, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go free for nothing. For he came in by himself, and he shall go out by himself. Or if he came in by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges, and he shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And if a man sell his daughter to be a maidservant, that's another story. We'll stop at verse 6 there. But this was a situation where a person, because of a need to be sold as a bond servant, whatever, they could buy him, and he was a servant to these people. And after 6 years, he was going to go free. Now, I find it interesting that we see this thing in a lot of areas where we see the, 6 days of creation, seventh day we rest. We see 6,000 years, what will the 7,000th year be? We see this throughout the scriptures. In this case, 7 years he served, or 6 years he serves, the seventh year he goes free. But he says, wait a minute, I don't want to leave my master. I want to continue to serve him. I want to continue to be his servant. Maybe it's because he has become his friend. Or in this case, doesn't want to leave, depending on the situation, doesn't want to leave his family. He says, I will serve him forever. And so they put a hole through his ear with an awl, and that sounds a little painful to me, but it was a serious thing. And he always had that mark. And I suppose for the master to have a servant do that, it was quite an experience. This person has chosen to serve me the rest of his life. And there was probably a bond there that was far beyond the hole in the ear. And so we come to Christ and we say, I will serve you forever. I'll serve you, and we're friends. But you are my Lord and my master. And in so doing, we serve others. One more passage, and that is in 1 John chapter 4. Verses 7 to 12. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that knoweth that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. So we can love God, and we show that not only by our serving God, but by serving each other and loving each other. And that is what this is about this morning. A reminder, a literal reminder, that we want to serve each other while we're here this life. But we do it because we love each other, and we serve God because we love him as well.